Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time to answer the internet. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve and Kelly. We haven't done that in a while.
Okay, good morning. Hello.
Hot Wings, if you could hack one person's Twitter, whose would you hack and what would you tweet?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, not the world's greatest troll to begin with. So who would I hack and what would I tweet? Oh, boy. I think it would be fun. See, I was going to say, like, Elon Musk, it would be fun to hack and then tweet just outrageous things, but no one would know the difference.
Yeah, he does that already.
Right, so that wouldn't be that fun. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't come up with, a really good answer quickly.
Kelly, what about you?
I think I would do a president for sure, whether it would be Biden or Trump right now, because Trump was just allowed back on.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say ridiculous things from either or. So, and not like, I'm not trying to start World War III, but I would just say ridiculous things like, why would you use more than 3 plies of toilet paper when you only need 3?
Steve? I'll answer mine.
Oh,
I'm going for shameless self-promotion.
Okay.
I'm hacking into someone with a ton of followers.
Oh, yeah.
And then talking about how much I love the Free Beer and Hot Wings show and everybody should give it a try and listen for 3 weeks.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You know,
that's
whether perfect. It's, I don't know who it would be.
Probably Musk. Mm. He's probably got the most followers, right? I mean, he owns the company.
I don't know. The people that love Musk don't exactly love us. It has to be someone whose audience might stay.
But you would be, I mean, I think anybody would be prone to check it out. Like,
That's true.
What the hell is he talking about?
That's true.
His favorite radio show is the Free Beer and Hot Wing show.
That's a dumb name. Steve, do you figure one out?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, I think I would do what you did. After Kelly said I'd go to one of the presidents and do something ridiculous, I was thinking the same thing. I go, oh, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with a better one.
Because you can't.
If you really wanted to troll, maybe you get into LeBron James and just tweet something out as a troll, like, I am better than Michael Jordan and Kareem combined, and that's why I'm quitting to playing basketball, and I will be the new goalie for the New York Rangers by the end of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't benefit from that at all.
No, but it'd be fun to watch the world spin.
Yeah, I think it would be fun
to
benefit.
Oh, yeah, that would be all ESPN would cover for the next week.
Yeah, right? Did LeBron really say this?
Is LeBron actually the best goalie in the world?
Could LeBron play goalie? This text, people that like Musk definitely like Free Beer and Hot Wings. I was just being silly.
I don't know.
I'm sure people who don't like him like us, both. And people who do like him. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some Venn diagram there. I don't know.
What is the worst thing a significant other has made you do? I stumped you.
I can't think of anything like really terrible.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky with my relationships where I haven't been forced to do a whole lot of stuff that I didn't want to do.
Worst thing. Boy, yeah, I mean. Yeah, I can't think of anything like truly awful.
There was somebody I dated in college, and me and her family did not get along that well, but she was also somebody who was constantly around her family.
Bad combo.
So, yeah.
Surprising
so
this didn't work out.
So I
oh,
had
boy.
To.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was forced to be around her family a lot, and that didn't work out well. So yeah, it didn't work out, guys.
It didn't work out.
Yeah, hard to believe.
What was the question?
What is the worst thing a significant other has made you do?
Ooh. One guy made me go to church. That was awful.
That's the worst thing?
No, definitely not the worst. Are you kidding me? You've seen my track record.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like some of us in the room are like, I don't know. I mean, it hasn't been that bad, I guess. I'm like, Kelly walked in and I go, wow, here we go.
Well, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm pretty sure if I said it, you'd be
here
like, that's
we go.
Abuse.
Here we go.
I did have a guy who asked me not to start any tattoos or anything until, quote, after we got married. And I was like, bro, we ain't getting married.
Wow.
Bad news, man.
Yeah, bro.
That's pretty wild.
So we broke up, and then I got my tattoos.
I wonder who this was.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Could be anybody.
What's the hottest thing you can see your significant other wearing in the bedroom?
Ooh. Nothing?
Nothing at all?
I mean...
Nothing's pretty high up there.
Yeah, I mean, anything less than that.
No, I would say nothing but, like, one of my shirts. Like a button-up shirt.
Yeah, that's a good look, too.
That's
a big
win.
Where you get a little... I like the peaks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... Like, when it's just fully out there... Like, that's great and everything, but I like it when you can't quite see things.
The anticipation.
Like, it's right there, but not quite. Yeah. Woot. Absolutely.
Yeah, my fiance kind of, like, lives naked, like, when the kids aren't home with us. Like, when we don't have them, he just walks around naked all the time. So I get to see him naked a lot. So I think whenever I see him in his suits before he goes to court, I'm like, dang.
It's a refreshing change.
There's the fantasy of taking somebody out. The clothes is
exactly, yeah. And he walks into the house sometimes, and I'm like, dang, the hair's pulled back, and you got a suit on.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's so hot.
Business Ross is here.
Yeah,
business.
Not
Ross.
Maple Ross.
That's Naked Ross. He's just out there boiling maple syrup, butt ass naked.
Oh man, you gotta be careful.
I know. A little splash in the wrong direction.
No good.
Sugar burns.
Yeah.
Ouch! It stays hot for a minute.
Hot Wings, imagine you're in your single days.
Yes.
You get $10,000.
I'll try to remember.
You're out at the club, as you often were.
Yeah. Oh,
or
I
the
was
bar.
Often clubbing, yes, and
you
barring.
Get $10,000 to take home the fattest, drunkest, ugliest person at the bar and give them a night they'll never forget. You can, however, make upgrades to them, but every single upgrade costs you $1,000. How much are you spending?
I can make upgrades.
Oh, so it's like a video game avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is easy. I take the money, I take them home, but then after we get there, I go, hey, let's do something else. And then I take them and I leave them on a street corner.
They'll never forget that
and
night.
And I'm going back home with $10,000.
Well, wait a minute.
They'll never forget that night.
No, I think you know what I'm saying. A night they'll never forget.
What constitutes an upgrade, though? Because, can I just say, because you said it's the fattest, most disgusting person or whatever.
Fattest, ugliest, drunkest.
Can I just say... Magic wand, you are now not the fattest, drunkest, ugliest, and that only
at
costs $1,000.
Sure, but that just makes her the second fattest, the second drunkest, and the second ugliest of the bar. You better hope it's a hot bar.
Yeah, I only go to hot.
You're
bars.
You're down to 9,000. Yeah, you still got a real squash mouth there.
Squash mouth.
Yeah. What's that?
Seriously,
a squash mouth.
You've never heard that?
No, because it's not a thing.
No,
I don't know.
Oh, actually, no, it is. Urban Dictionary says squash mouth is when you drool over somebody. I'm squash mouthing all over him.
Oh, you did talk about how you drool.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're a squash mouth.
All right.
It's all coming together.
Squash mouthing all over that pillow, Greg. You woot.
Squish.
Why is there so much silence today?
All right, Kelly, would you rather have a situation in your life where the only way you can eat is Steve Buscemi spoon-feeding you meals in slow motion? Or
that's
that
strange.
I mean, it's not
when you set your alarm, no matter what it is and where you set it, you are awakened by Jack Black farting in your face.
Oh, Steve Buscemi for sure. But is it like lipstick Billy Madison Steve Buscemi?
It's whatever he looks like that day.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it matters. That matters to me. If he's like, I'm about to go shoot somebody, dude, no, I don't want him feeding me. But normal Steve Buscemi, absolutely. He seems like a nice guy. It's that weird eye bulge.
Hot Wings, who is the most famous male celebrity you could beat up in a fight?
The most famous male celebrity I could beat up in a fight.
The question was actually, could you fight Tom Cruise and win? But I
know
everybody's
saying, no chance.
No, there's not a chance.
So I want you to
give
me someone that you think you could beat up.
You know, I think
famous male celebrity.
I think I could beat up Martin Short.
Oh, that seems unfair. He's like 85 now.
I know, and small. But look, you know, I mean,
know your limitations.
I don't have a great history of fighting. I don't have great skills. But I would have the reach on him, and he doesn't seem like he could fight. You know.
I could take
He's
most presidents.
Though.
You think you could take most presidents?
Yeah.
Now? Well, probably.
Oh, the current one, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
The last one, too. I mean,
yeah, both of them would forget they were fighting.
He's not fast.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have taken
him. I bet you can't take Obama
now. I don't
think
so.
Bush.
Those guys, I could take
maybe,
Bush.
Maybe
W would whip your ass.
Maybe Bush. Bush is pretty old now.
Oh. He would whip your ass and then make you watch him paint. It'd be pathetic. Yeah. First of all, he's
Clinton,
a foot taller than you.
No problem.
Clinton, really? I was thinking 90s Clinton. Man, he was.
Well, 90s
yeah,
Clinton,
but I'm talking
but
current
talking
day.
Now.
I know,
yeah,
but I'm still Clinton. Picturing 90s Clinton would have whooped your little ass.
I mean,
yeah.
I think you'd have a good shot at most of them. I think Obama would take
yeah.
you, though.
Steve,
I think he's still,
Obama?
I think
you
he
fight,
still hoops and stuff.
Oh, you yeah. fight Clinton, you're coming home with two black eyes and a cigar in your keister. Sorry about your luck, little fella.
He fights dirty.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You yeah, know he's yeah. a dirty fighter,
everything
Bill Clinton.
Everything about him is dirty.
Are you kidding me? First thing he's going to do is say, all right, let's keep this fair, and then kick you right in your balls.
Yeah.
Let's keep this fair. I like how you said that. That was good. That was a really good impression. Mm-hmm.
Let's fight like man. Kelly, who's the most famous woman you could beat up?
Oh, man. See, that's tough because I feel like Hollywood women in Hollywood, man, they're strong. But Ariana Grande's so tiny.
You think you'd throw her around?
I think I could, which would be fun, too.
I was going to say, you'd probably yeah. start beating her up, and then it'd get you'd get all weird.
I'd smile at her, and she'd be like, whoa, what? I'm like, this is the kind of love I know. Just kidding. No, I'm not.
This text, you don't mess with the Arkansas Mafia, Steve. That's Bill Clinton.
That's a thing.
From Arkansas, that text came in.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before. Kelly, which reality TV show would you excel on?
The Real World.
You think so?
Hell yeah. I'd have been great on The Real World. I'm a clean roommate. I like to go out and do things. And at that time in my life, if a camera would have been following me around, I think it would have been pretty good.
What about now?
No.
I mean, which one would you choose now? Not yeah, to, the answer can't just
like
be
I'm
no.
I'm on yeah, a reality that... show already with you guys. Yeah.
Right, but I think the... In this sense, the reality show, it has to be a contest of some kind. Like, The Real World wasn't...
Oh, okay.
There wasn't any... At least in the early
yeah.
seasons.
You weren't going to win money.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. My first thought was I would excel on Top Gear. Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, it's not really a reality
no.
show.
Right now, I think if I had to pick a reality show with the little family I'm about to marry into, we could crush, like, Amazing Race if they did a family
edition. Oh, you guys
edition.
Would do well
yeah,
with that.
You'd be good.
Because my fiance's kids are both smart, and they both like to go outside, and, like, they're athletic. So I think they'd have fun doing something like that. And then, yeah.
Steve, what about you?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Undercover Boss.
Who would
you? I'd
be
the boss. I'd be the undercover boss.
No one works for you.
So you just show up here in studio
well,
with a wig on,
pretending. In this situation that we're completely making up, why can't I put myself in a
well,
job that
then
I don't
why can't
really
Kelly
have?
Go back in time? You told her she couldn't go back in time and be on Real World. And
I didn't say that.
And then,
I just said
and then Hotwing said it has to be like a competition, and you chose one that's also not a competition in a world
said
that
it
you can't
to be
exist.
A competition.
Yeah, follow your own rules.
How is Undercover Boss?
Undercover
a
Boss was a competition.
For what?
To get better bosses and make money.
Have you ever watched it?
Like twice.
The boss goes undercover. I mean, first of all, in our little universe here, it's not going to work because if I'm just not here one day, but then there's a new pale-faced, big-lipped intern who's like, I want to be in radio. You're going to figure it out pretty fast.
My name's Grorg.
Yeah. The new intern can't talk. And he doesn't know how to do things. Alex, what about you?
I think I'd be a pretty good contestant on To Catch a Predator.
Which end of the computer are you on, Hot Wings?
That was a great competition.
I just wanted to say it. I knew it'd be funny. I would be the stool. All
right. Well, that's not great either.
No.
I'm the place where perverts put their ass. Well, don't take that and make that a trap either.
What a trap I set. Inadvertently.
You sebaceous swamp cow, you leave me alone. Greggy Woot!
Greggy Woot!
Greggy Woot! Calipigious merkin and jester. Smelly jackanapes.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.